This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A rural North Carolina community is mourning after a dedicated postal worker was murdered on her route, leaving her two young daughters orphaned just months after losing their father. 35-year-old United States Postal Service employee Brandy Reynolds was working her route in Hays, about 160 miles west of Raleigh, on Friday when she was allegedly kidnapped and shot dead. The Wilkes County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene around 4:16 p.m. after a witness saw an armed man in a gray Nissan Altima threatening Reynolds, followed immediately by multiple gunshots. Reynolds was found dead when deputies arrived. 56-year-old William Craig Durham was taken into custody and faces charges of first-degree murder and first-degree kidnapping. Warrants reveal Durham is accused of restraining Reynolds and removing her from one place to another without her consent. In court on Monday, a family member revealed a terrifying history, alleging Durham previously threatened Reynolds and broke into her home, leading the judge to deny bond. This loss follows another recent tragedy. Reynolds' husband, Brent, died in a single-vehicle crash 2 days before Christmas when his truck struck a tree. Left alone to raise her girls, Reynolds had shared online that her daughters made life worth living. Regular customers along her route are completely reeling, as reported by ABC 45. Here's resident Julie Smith describing the heartbreaking reality.
I just kept saying, no, that's not her. That's not my Brandy, not my mail carrier. My heart broke for her family and for her children.
Smith notes that the neighborhood will deeply miss her bright presence.
I always look forward to seeing her vehicle come up around the driveway, and now I know that's not going to happen.
The brutal slaying is currently being investigated by the United States Postal Inspection Service, the Wilkes County Sheriff's Office, and the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation. More crime and justice news after this. Next, we turn to Northern California, where a massive fraud and animal cruelty probe is unfolding. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has uncovered a horrific scene at Miranda's Rescue Animal Sanctuary in Fortuna, about 288 miles north of San Francisco. Authorities excavating open fields discovered the decomposing remains of 117 dogs buried in mass graves alongside 21 dog skulls, hundreds of bones, and 600 dog collars. Forensic x-rays revealed 70 canine bodies contained bullet fragments, confirming they died from gunshot wounds. Deputies also located a barn where they believe the dogs were actively killed. This probe began in April after tips from watchful neighbors, as Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel explained.
Two concerned citizens reported allegations of felony, animal abuse, and potential fraud involving animals rescue, or Miranda's Rescue. Those citizens have been monitoring activity at Miranda's Rescue and observed what they believe to be dogs being buried in an open field behind the rescue. Those citizens later entered the property and recovered 8 deceased dogs from the burial sites. Those animals were turned over to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and a criminal investigation was launched.
The scale of the suspected fraud is staggering. Records show the sanctuary accepted 900 animals since the start of 2025, yet recorded only 116 adoptions, leaving over 700 animals completely unaccounted for. Sheriff Hansel outlined the financial deception.
Miranda's Rescue advertises itself as an animal sanctuary and entering into agreements with animal shelters and rescue organizations to provide a place where animals could either be adopted out or live out their lives in the sanctuary. The allegations in this case, Miranda's Rescue received money for animal placements, but later euthanized and were not adopted out or allowed to live out their lives in their sanctuary as represented.
Facility owner Shannon Miranda released online statements defending his operation, claiming media reports present an inaccurate picture and that euthanasia was only used in rare terminal cases. No criminal charges have been filed yet as analysts process the microchip data. Finally, a New York mother faces manslaughter charges after her toddler choked to death while she allegedly downed an entire bottle of vodka. 36-year-old Olivia Bidhorn wept in a Nassau County courtroom following the tragic death of her 18-month-old son, Luke Russell Jr. Prosecutors allege Bithorn left her young children unattended with a bag of unpopped popcorn kernels while she locked herself in the bathroom to drink vodka. The toddler swallowed the hard kernels and choked. Her three-year-old daughter eventually alerted her, but officials estimate the boy was dead for over an hour before 911 was called. Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly told reporters that leaving children with known choking hazards while intoxicated crosses into criminal negligence. Records reveal a dark history of chronic alcoholism, including multiple car crashes and a previous incident where one of her children went missing. Bithorn pleaded not guilty and is held on a $250,000 bail and faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.